Yes.
Hey, answer. Cheat sheet.
This is the terminal, this is called Bash.
It's the main, well, until you had graphical user interfaces, this is how you worked your machine, though this is actually running in X. So, because it's better that way. I can make it bigger and smaller as I want. It's quite a powerful tool if you know how to use it. It's really confusing if you don't. Ah, let's start with the first command. How do we find out what's in the folder? LS. List.
You see, well, this one's been color coded. LS. Your desktop folder, some examples, so put you by you into.
There's talk. Talk's got the stuff I'm using to refer to things. So let's go to that. How do we do that? CD. Like that.
So you've changed directory.
I'm not actually going to talk about all the different switches you can put on things like CD, LS, etc., etc., because that would take all the year. But let's find out what's in this folder.
Ooh, let's find out some more information.
If you want to find out more information, we can do ls-l.
Ls long. There are also some other switches.
There's ls-a,
which would show hidden files if there were any. And this is current folder. This is the folder that the current folder is in.
Now let's read some of these files. There are several ways of reading files, especially if you don't actually want to edit anything. First one is cat. This will just print this file
to the terminal. That's a file.
Right there. A couple of seconds.
This will just print the file to the terminal. It's useful
for reading small things. But we also have a long file in here.
We know this because I've called it that.
So we use things like less, which is, I think it's a cut down version of Vim, I'm not entirely sure. But there you go.
No, it's just less than more.
Less than more, okay then.
More lines here? Ooh, some more.
You can use page up, page down to browse things. And that's too many.
Where's everything gone?
Oops, everything's gone. Q to quit that.
So that's viewing some files.
Why don't we make a directory? Mkdir.
Make directory.
Let me just give it a name. So let's call it folder.
Hey.
And ls will tell us.
We now see another folder.
Yeah, in blue. We change directory into it. What? What were they doing there?
Now we're in the folder.
And there's nothing in it. Well, that's very boring, so let's change back.
CD. Change back one. You could also do things like using this in combination with list. And
there's also one file which is called print working directory.
PWD. This is where we are now. This is the root of the file system. Folder, first folder, second folder, third folder, so on and so forth.
Okay.
I'll go to the cheat sheet because I've forgotten what else we've been talking about.
Copy. Let's copy something. Say we want to copy, let's say, test.txt into another next folder. We do /folder. You can call it something different if we want. Call it something. .txt. If we go into the folder and run ls. Okay, I'm going to show you something different actually. You can also do ls for folders that aren't the one you're currently in
by providing it with an argument, such as that. We'll put that in there.
Okay. Now let's move something.
But first argument is the file we want to move.
And you give it folder. And then you can give it a new name or you can leave it like that. You can either do that or oopsie. I'm really no good at this. .txt. That's how you rename things for a terminal. Thank you. Okay. Now we have an empty folder. We don't want that anymore. So, rmdir. Provide it with an argument. Directory not empty. That's not supposed to happen. Let's talk about rm then. rm. This removes things. Go /, folder. There you go.
Tab complete. Just completed that because that's what's there. And I hit this. It's gone. You'll have to trust me that it's gone. There's another way of doing this, and I'll talk about this later. Now I can do one under folder. It's gone. See, gone. You'll have to take it on. Okay. I'm nearly finished talking now, and I'm sure Stephen doesn't want to have me cluttering up his computer with things, so we'll change it to the root of this folder. And if we... into the home folder. And say we want to get rid of all that at the same time. We've seen rm already.
We do rm-r for recursive. Oh no, first I'm going to show you something different. Sorry.
/R. We'll show you the subfolders.
Also ls-R. It's also ls-a-R. We'll show you lots of stuff.
We don't do that.
It's not very informative. Oh yeah, folder. rm-r will recursively remove things.
That's a very dangerous command. Once it might get even worse, you put that there.
rmf-r. Talk. And it's gone. And there's nothing in it, because the folder's not there, so there can't be anything in it.
Okay, that's me done. Anyone else have any questions for us?
Wrong? Are you sure
what happened if you typed RM? I could, but I don't think Steven would like it.
Has he changed his password yet?
Probably, but I'm not going to.
Thank you.
Okay.